Chapter 9. The World of Music. Unit 17. Strings to the Past. The two most influential instruments in the history of traditional European music are most likely the piano and the violin. Though they evolved differently at separate times and served distinct purposes, their indispensability in the framework of the modern orchestra is undeniable. Even to this day, these two instruments still carry such heavy cultural overtones that many parents in East Asia eagerly sign up their children for lessons. More cost-effective and practical instruments, such as the guitar, have become more popular in the West in the past half century. Nevertheless, the piano has retained such status that it can almost be considered household furniture. The modern piano evolved from two distinctly primitive cousins, the harpsichord and the clavichord. These instruments began to appear as early as the 1300s, but differed from the modern piano in several ways. They were originally much smaller, contained thinner strings, and activated the strings differently. The clavichord strings were sounded using a thin piece of metal called a tangent. The harpsichord strings were plucked with quills. The problem with both instruments was that every note was always played at the same volume, regardless of the amount of force used by players. Despite this limitation, both instruments gained immense popularity in Europe over time. They were particularly useful in composition, since they could easily combine notes in a variety of ways. In the 1720s, a creative innovation was finally devised to solve the volume problem. This solution was created by the expert harpsichord maker Bartolomeo Cristofori, who was diligently working under the patronage of the famous Medici family in Italy. The arrangement of the hammers in Cristofori's new instrument allowed the performer to control the volume of each note via the force of their fingers. Its logical name became Gravicembalo col piano e forte, harpsichord with soft and loud, later shortened to pianoforte and finally to piano. The modern piano has undergone a number of changes from its first ancestors. The colors of the keys were reversed. Later, the number of keys gradually expanded to the modern standard of 88. With the Industrial Revolution, the strings became thicker and heavier to allow greater volume and resonance. The pedals also were added one by one to increase control. Today, there are three standard pedals. The damper on the right is pressed to sustain notes. The una corda on the left decreases the volume. Finally, the sostenuto in the middle is pressed to sustain only some of the notes just played. Although the piano quickly became the standard instrument for composition in the 1700s, the star performance instrument was still the violin. Like the piano, the violin evolved via improvements on similar medieval instruments. These include the rebec, a three-stringed instrument of Persian descent, the popular Renaissance fiddle, and the five-stringed lira di braccio, often used when reciting poetry. The words viola, viel, and Germanic fiddle, all derived from the Latin vitula, were used for all kinds of handheld stringed instruments. The word violin itself is derived from the Italian viola. Though instruments of this kind were widely popular in Europe, the earliest four-string versions of renown were produced by Andrea Amati in the 1550s. King Charles IX of France was so impressed that he commissioned 24 to be constructed for him, one of which is still in existence today and is the world's oldest violin. Violin making in itself became a kind of art, peaking in a golden age in the 17th and 18th centuries. Violins made by the most famous families of violin makers, or luthiers, such as Stradivari and Guarneri, are still emulated and highly sought after to this day. The standard violin had strings created from sheep gut, while the strings of a violin's bow were made of horsehair. The voice of this stringed instrument became the central instruments in orchestral compositions, thanks to their rich, beautiful tones. Orchestras today usually feature two sections of violinists, one to play melodies and the other to supply background harmonies or melodies at lower octaves. Even though the violin and piano may now play second fiddle to the electric guitar and the drum set, they are still vital components in contemporary music. Electric and digital pianos are not uncommon in rock groups, while many pop groups with country or Celtic influences still feature the violin.